JG 1. Number 23A.
Alright, so I think we see that, so we go on now to the level of Christian Science and see why there that those synonymous terms of principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind are used. Well, if we turn to page 115 in the textbook, we see there, so we turn now to that order of the synonyms, and one sees that on page 115 in the textbook, she calls it the scientific translation of immortal mind. So, and then she says under the heading scientific translation of immortal mind, she says God is divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. Is that a different order than she gives on page 465? Because on 465, she's asking the question, what is God? So therefore, what is God is asking for a definition. And that was the word always. What is God as a statement? Oh, God is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That's a statement of what God is. But when she wants to talk about how God translates what God is to every single situation, she has to use other symbols. She can't just keep saying mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, because that's just repeating what God is, what God is, what God is, what God is. She has other categories in being besides just always saying what God is, like a broken record. She says that what God is, that's fine. We'll use the synonyms are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love as super symbols to say what God is. But I need some symbols in order to show how it translates itself to a specific situation. And through inspiration, as we'll see when we work with these symbols, that through inspiration she saw that the order of the translating form of God coming to its idea is principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. And you can always pick out the logic of an order by looking at the first and last synonym. Because we can see here that principle, God, the ideal, is being translated to a specific idea in mind, you see? Or in the word, you would take mind and love. What God is being presented as an idea in mind, and it develops that definition step by step by step through a logical explanation of what God is as its nature is mind, and then it's in that nature of what God is as mind is enfolded as spirit, what God's nature is as mind is taken identity as soul, what God's nature is as mind, spirit, and soul is operated by principle, what God is as mind, spirit, soul, and principle is lives within the system, has form within the system, has fulfillment within the system. So what God is mind is fulfilled. The definition is fulfilled. That's a logical reasoning from premise to conclusion. That what God is explained and fulfilled through the word order. That's a definition. But here, when looking at the first and last synonym, you can see, oh, principle God is going to translate itself down to the point of idea. That's the translating form. And so therefore we see it's that standpoint of Christian Science, because that ideal idea is going to translate itself right down to the specific situation and manifest itself in spite of error and cause everything that isn't like that idea to go through a phase, a retranslation by uncovering the error until everything is like that ideal and the ideal idea is manifested. And that can only be shown through this particular order of the synonymous terms, which we'll see tomorrow. Okay? So we now take on the subject of the Christ, that wonderful Niagara Fall sense of the power of the Christ coming to us and will establish itself regardless at the bifurcation point or critical point we decide to take the road of suffering. We will see the Christ will establish itself anyhow. It's the divine must. And we know wherever Mrs. Eddy says, it will be done, it must be done. I think of how many times one goes through that sixth chapter, one can underline with a red pencil or highlighted in red, how she says, must, it will, it must. That's all the Christ divine must. It will accomplish what it has set out to accomplish. There is nothing we can do about it because it's a law. We cannot turn off the law, so we might as well flow with it. That's the message of this particular vertical. We're in the bonds of Christ, Paul said, and there's nothing I can do with it. I've got to go where it tells me to go. I've got to do what it tells me to do, and therefore I might as well not resist it. I might as well go with the flow. There's a little saying that before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water happily. So we got to do what we have to do, and our mission is to chop wood, carry water, but after enlightenment we do it happily. Don't resist it. So it's one of those little words to the wise is sufficient. It really is. I think about it all the time during the day. That's exactly what it is. So as long as we have to do it, we might as well be happy about it. And that's the joy of soul, which is, of course, a Christianity tome. But, gee, soul's the hinge of the Christ translation, the retranslation. And there's no reason why we can't be happy in this period of our experience. So we will now focus on the Christ as we began last evening. And we saw then through the survey that this Christ vertical then, that Christ is that which is coming out of principle. It's the Son, it's God itself, it's principle itself, operating as the Father out of itself, the Word, and now the Christ through itself. And therefore, the Word is always principle God declaring what it is. And the law of what it is the law of divine impulsion, bringing forth out of divine origin our success. It's the law of the divine success mechanism. So as we come shooting out of principle itself as the divine hologram of being, and we slide down the slide of infinity, we come out of, that's the word, God. And but we come out of that matrix of infinity on the science level, already a fact and already fulfilled. As we come out, our fulfillment is with us. Our goal causality is with us. Our pre-established perfection comes right with us. We're born perfect. We don't have to make ourselves perfect. It all comes in the package. We don't know that. And that's what we have to discover, that we're in that realm of pre-established perfection. And so this law is saying, look, at the word, as we saw, that law of the one life, as life, truth, and love, is that law of the divine success mechanism, which is gold causality. It's bringing us forth as a fact and fulfilled. And that law of divine success mechanism is impelling our life forward in a creative way, according to the law of creativity, the law of divine causality on the Christian Science level, through a logical sequence from premise to conclusion. Life, truth, and love is causing mine to conceive of our idea, the fulfillment of our idea, ourself, of us as a divine hologram, conceive of our plan. Life, truth, and love is impelling spirit to evolve the perfect plan of ourselves. Life, truth, and love is impelling a soul to identify that plan. Life, truth, and love is impelling principle to operate that plan within the system, get it going through its laws of self-organization. And life, truth, and love, therefore, set that plan in operation as a method of life, as the as a form of truth, and fulfilled in love. That's a statement of the word. That's that divine statement, or the word could be called the divine code, that principle, God is coding the universe with the information code of who we are, what we are as a divine idea, and that information code is coming with us, and it is being stated in the law of the word. But that's just a statement. That's just a code. You know, even in being, DNA in the field of biology just carries the code. It's the potential for the code. The code is just there. But you know, on the double helix, there's two things going on. And so what they see in being is that, yes, there's DNA, but there's RNA. It's RNA that reads the DNA and sets it into operation. So it's like the word in the Christ in a very different kind of a symbol, that they have DNA. This isn't what it is. It's just an example. For example, DNA, you could say, quote, unquote, could be like the word. It has the code of the genetics in life. And it's RNA, like the Christ, that reads that code. Just goes right up and down that model, that beautiful double helix, reading what the code is and sets it into operation. It's interesting, isn't it, that they both go together. So that's the point here. The code has been established in the word of what we are. Now the Christ-like RNA reads that code and says, oh, that's what you want to do with this divine hologram. That's its mission. Oh, okay, that's its ideal. I get it. I got the code. It takes that code from the word and it becomes the ideal of the Christ. But that ideal has to be expressed. And as John said, well, I heard a lot of power tones in the word. It's just the statement of what the code is. Sure, the life, truth, and love is impelling mind to state the code, spirit to unfold the code, soul to identify the code, principle to organize the code, life to set it in motion, truth to say it's a fact, and love to fulfill it. But it is set in motion by the Christ. And therefore the motion is specific to the Christ, which is according to the laws of self-realization, self-demonstration, self-application. You don't get that kind of operation in the word. So operation is defined categorically. You can use the same word as the word express in the word, which means something totally different in the Christ. What's happening in the Christ is the expression is the law of self-realization, self-demonstration, self-application. That's how it's being expressed. In the word, how it's just being stated. The expression is statement. In the Christ, it's specification, realization, manifestation. The same word of expression takes on many forms. So it has the form in the word to express itself as stating what it is. In the Christ, the expression has the form of realizing itself in every situation. In Christianity, the word expression has to do with self-reflection. In science, the word expression has to do with self-explanation. So you could use it on each order, but it means something different. That's very important in text interpretation, so we don't get a wordy sense. You know how when we went through those classes on text interpretation with Max Kapler, he always says, don't give me a literal, wordy sense. Don't read words. Read tonality. And that the place value determines the meaning of something. Meaning is relational. Meaning depends on its place value, its content. So, therefore, that code of the word becomes the ideal of the Christ. And it says, gee, that's such a wonderful plan about that divine hologram. I'm going to set it into motion. So it begins to set that code in motion through the laws of truth, life, and love. Now, what we see then on Absolute Christian Science is that those truth laws of truth, life, and love are all under the roof category of the laws of spontaneity. That all of these laws on Absolute Christian Science are coming spontaneously out of divine origin. This isn't a law of causality. It's a vertical law and a nonlinear law. And therefore, this law of specification then is a law that's coming spontaneously out of divine origin to us. So therefore, truth, life, and love is a chord, like life, truth, and love was with the accentuation on truth. And so the truth now, that ideal code that of our life, the genetics of our specific life here, that's what it's about, the whole coming to the specifics of the Christ. Not to the universal, not to the collective. It's coming right down to every single situation. It has much more the law of specification. Or we could say here it's a law of self-realization. Another way of saying specification is we could say, oh, well, that's a law of self-realization which is controlling the manifestation of all truth. We'll see here at this point the Christ becomes a control hierarchy. It's where you get the control hierarchy. This is the truth is the top of the pyramid T, and now we're getting a little wider out with truth, life, and love, with the laws of self-realization. They're beginning to control the manifestation. Then as we get down into the Christian Science, spirit diversifies, classifies, individualizes. It makes that control hierarchy in operation. It really makes that plan come right down to the specific situation. It's controlling it. It's going to make that self-similarity happen. So this is where you get that the real pith of what we call the control. We're not talking here about a nested hierarchy. It's definitely in control of truth at the top, truth, life, and love, the next level down, and then principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind at the base. So here at truth, life, and love, this law of self-realization is going to control the manifestation of everything in order to bring out that specific code to a specific situation. It's going to must it to be done. It's going to make it to be done. So therefore, one could also call it the law of self-demonstration. It's going to realize itself by applying itself to every situation. Or you could call it the law of self-application. It's going to apply itself. We don't apply it. It will apply itself. Or you could even call it the law of self-affirmation. It will affirm itself in every place. You could also call it the law of self-realization. This law is important here because it's now going to realize it itself by revealing itself in every situation. And this is where we see in the world where in the old science seeks the scientist seeks science. But here the law seeks us. It's that law of the divine scanner, you could say, that goes out and scans until it gets its point, you see. As a example in cybernetics, those self-operating devices, like a missile, are self-seeking devices. They seek out their target. It doesn't need to have anybody in there telling it what to do. It's all been ready, been programmed to go right to where it has to go. And so that's the office of the Christ. It seeks its goal. It's going to make it happen, and therefore it does it through these laws of self-specification, self-realization. It comes right down and brings to the situation revolutionary discoveries. It brings inspiration. It brings sudden enlightenment. It's a scanner. It comes down and it seeks out itself, and it finds a transparency that's prepared, and it goes bang on to that transparency. It's just like some scanner coming down and seeking, oh, and saying, oh, that's opaque, I can't get through. That's certainly, oh my gosh, that's so deep and dark, I can't believe it. It goes here and it says, well, not too bad, but not good enough. Until it says, oh wow, a clear window pane, bang. And that would be called a Noah, a Joshua, a Judges, a Samuel, a David, a Jesus, a Mrs. Eddy, a John Dorley, a Max Kapler. Any of these people who have cleaned their window pane through preparing their consciousness through the categories of being, the Christ idea used them for the for the message, because they were willing to be used. You know how Max Kapler has always said that he always wondered when Mrs. Eddy, in the Bible, in Mrs. Eddy, and these big revelators are always in one way talking about how many are called or few are chosen. And he always wondered, gee, that's not so nice that God only chooses a very few people, until it finally dawned on him that we choose ourselves. By whether at the bifurcation point, whether we choose the road of suffering to stay opaque as a stubborn mule, so to speak, or with the feet dug in, like Willis Harmon said, just pushing, just digging and defying that, you know, tractor to pull him forward with the feet as far down in the dirt as possible going forward. And he said, until he said yes to the universe. Well, either way, whether the feet are dug in or anyhow, we'll go forward. But the Christ doesn't use the dug-in heels into the ground to bring forth the new inspiration. That comes for those who are transparent and go the way of enlightenment. So the scanner comes, picks the transparency, and brings the sudden enlightenment. This is where we see that those laws of life, truth, and love, that those laws of the inner acceleration, the inner logicity, and the inner goal-directedness now are set in motion, and they now come and find the one that's transparent. Remember we said there that Buchholz already saw that science thinks the scientist. That those that in being are the laws of inner acceleration, inner logicity, and inner goal-directedness, which are dictating science to the scientist. That, and therefore that code, which is within the inner acceleration, the inner logic of truth, which is a goal-directed, that now it has to be. Find its source, doesn't it? It has to find its transparency. It finds it through the Christ. So these aren't watertight departments. It just says that law has a Christ. That law of the divine success mechanism has a Christ. These aren't separate categories. That law comes with the Christ. And this is showing how it comes. You see? They go together simultaneously. We can't divide the law of the Word from the Christ. They're one. But in order to see it, it's, you know those little cups that you buy at the store that are collapsible? They're all collapsed together, and then you pull them out? I always have loved those ever since I was little. And then you push them back together again. I thought, wow, this is neat, you know. And you'd go off to camp because you didn't want to put a lot of things in your luggage with these little collapsible cups. And they would make a little circle, then you'd pull it out. with that. I always think of the levels like that, that the level of science itself is when the cup is collapsed. And then you pull the cup out a little bit more, it's divine science. A little bit more, it's absolute Christian science. A little bit more, it's Christian science. But it's all science pulled out a little bit more to see it. Or that cup is collapsed at the Word. It's the Word, it's what God is. But that Word, you pull it out, has a Christ. It has to go out and seek its transparency, make itself established, make the code happen. And that Word has an outcome. The Christ, Christianity makes the outcome like the Word. Because what we will see is that the Word is what it is, has a Christ. It's coming to every situation for the purpose of making the outcome, the idea, the hologram, like itself. See? The whole purpose of all this is for the Christ idea, for principle to establish its divine holographic image as individual man. Principle is infinitely individualizing itself and adapting itself to a specific situation. That's the whole purpose of it all. To come to the individual situation, to make itself known as an infinite individualized idea. So it says, this is what the infinite plan is for that idea in the Word, and that plan already has a Christ that brings that plan right down to the specific situation. So in Christianity, it's like the outcome is that the plan is established, and it's like the plan. The outcome is as itself. The plan is established, and oh, lo and behold, it's like what it wanted to bring forth. That's Christianity. But the only way the plan is going to be like the original, the only way that the original code is established, and that code that is established is like the original code, is because of the Christ. The Christ is that which makes subject and object one. It makes the plan and the plan established what the plan wanted to establish through the Christ. You see? So, it's that, and science just says, and that's what's going on. It'll explain it all. So, can you see the little collapsible cup? The plan, when you pull it, to look at that plan a little bit more as a Christ, has its own operation within it, its own Christ within it. That plan has its own outcome within it, that it's going to look like itself, and it has its own explanation within it. But it's all within the plan. Comes within the genetics of that plan. So that we don't have little watertight compartments of, well, there's the Word, and then there's the Christ, and then there's Christianity and science, and we've got these watertight compartments. It's just a way of explaining how God establishes itself through the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science on the different levels.